Zambian election officials said vote tabulation was going normally, and Thursday's elections had been quiet and orderly. The head of a monitoring delegation from the Electoral Institute for Southern Africa, Leshele Twahlane, said voter turnout, however, appeared to have been low, possibly less than 50%.
Generally, there was a pretty low turnout, and we really were not able to establish what could have been that.
The elections were called 2 years early after the sudden death of the late President Levi Mwanawasa from a stroke. By law, the vote had to be organized within 90 days. Analysts say, as a result, there may not have been enough time to raise voter interest among the general public. Observer Twahlane also notes that this was a by-election.
And normally in by-elections, you really don't get that high degree of enthusiasm that you find when it is the beginning of the normal polling or general elections.
In addition, the winner will serve only 2 years, the time remaining in Mr. Mwanawasa's term. Acting President Rupia Banda, who is Mr. Mwanawasa's vice president, was the candidate of the ruling movement for multi-party democracy. He ran against veteran opposition leader Michael Sata of the Patriotic Front and candidates from two smaller parties. Opposition leaders ahead of the vote accused the ruling party of seeking to rig the election, but the Electoral Commission pledged it would be free and fair. Protests followed the previous elections, but the results eventually were upheld. Security officials said Zambian forces were on alert to prevent any post-election violence. Scott Bob, VOA News, Dakar.